The first two of the children killed in the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, Noah Posner and Jack Pinto, are being laid to rest, the families requesting privacy. Newtown schools are expected to reopen tomorrow, with the exception of Sandy Hook Elementary. Here's Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance at this morning's briefing.
We are possessing that school. We are holding that school as a crime scene indefinitely, and I can't even tell you what that means. I don't know how long that'll be. I'm suspecting months.
Nina Satija reports for WNPR and the Connecticut Mirror. She's in Newtown. So, Nina, the school closed for months. This will linger.
That's right. It's definitely going to be months, Robin. And of course, Newtown schools are back tomorrow. But Sandy Hook, I believe, the students of Sandy Hook, they have not yet said exactly when those students will be going back to school. At this point, we don't have a timetable on that.
We're reading a report in the Boston Globe that hundreds of volunteers have descended on another elementary school nearby that was closed, and they've been cleaning it and getting it ready for the kids possibly to go there. But meanwhile, at the press briefing, any more word on a motive for the shooting?
There was really no word at all, Robin. Lieutenant Paul Vance is being very careful with what he says. He says they have a lot of evidence at this point. Police and detectives have a lot of evidence. I believe there are hundreds of people, even on the state level, detectives and troopers that are working on this case, and that doesn't even include local and federal officials. But he basically told us this morning, Lieutenant Paul Vance of Connecticut State Police told us he really wasn't going to tell us what kind of evidence they've got.
Well, some of Nancy Lanz's friends were on the Today Show and other morning programs today. We're hearing that a week before the shooting, Nancy Lanz reportedly told a friend she feared her son was getting worse. And one of her friends said guns were a hobby for her and that she'd also taken her son Adam to shooting ranges. Here's Russell Hanneman, who said Nancy introduced Adam to guns to teach him responsibility.
Guns require a lot of respect. And she really tried to instill that responsibility within him, and he took to it. He loved being careful with them. He made it a source of pride.
Just wondering, you know, it's so early on, but what the conversation there in Newtown is, you know, about guns, about the Lanza family, what are you hearing?
You know, Robin, I'm not hearing too much specifics. I think people are doing their best to be respectful. People that I've spoken to, you know, they do talk about gun control, and they are concerned about how easy it is to get access to some of these weapons. But, you know, people aren't talking too much about the Lanza family, let's say, or the specific motives. I think because it is just so horrific, and that kind of speculation, you know, it maybe doesn't help people personally or emotionally kind of deal with this tragedy.
And we're going to be talking about mental health issues in a moment. The family babysitter, Ryan Kraft, told California's KCAL TV that Nancy Lanza gave him unusual instructions when he babysat Adam. This was years ago. Let's listen.
His mom, Nancy, had always instructed me to keep an eye on him at all times and never turn my back or even go to the bathroom or anything like that.
Are people talking about mental health issues? We're also reading that Newtown closed its only mental health facility in 1995.
I think mental illness is definitely going to be a part of this conversation. You know, with respect to mental health facilities being closed, that's something that has happened all over the country, especially recently because of the steep budget cuts that are going on. But I think people are still, at least here in Newtown, from what I'm hearing, less talk about the issues and more sympathy and grief. That's really what's going on here. I mean, it's just been 3 days since this event happened.
Nina Satija reports for WNPR and the Connecticut Mirror. She's there in Newtown, Connecticut. Nina, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.